Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, folks, Joe Biden has done it again. That's right. He's proven himself to be a complete and utter embarrassment to the United States of America with this new, don't call it a mandate, call it regulations, decree that just happened to fall yesterday. Now, before we even get into what he said, let me tell you this. The timing of this is ridiculous and absurd and offensive. And I'll tell you why. This could have been done on Monday. He could have made this speech on Monday, right? Tomorrow is the anniversary of 9/11. He knows how bad his Afghanistan debacle looks. And he's trying desperately to do anything to shift the narrative away from Afghanistan and on to something else. And I'm doing this radio show on it, so I guess to some level it has succeeded. But we're not forgetting, Joe. We're not forgetting. Now, what are these regulations? Well, welcome to a country that forces you to take a medicine that has not yet been proven to be safe. I don't care if the FDA approved it. The FDA approved Zantac, too. The point of the matter is this. You will hear people tell you, well, I mean, kids have to be vaccinated for smallpox, and we have to be vaccinated for this and that, so I don't see what the big deal is. Here's the big deal. This drug, they have no idea what the long-term side effects will be. All these other ones, we have pretty good idea what the side effects will be, and we can clearly tell the person these are potentially what could happen. Not this one. You can't talk to a single doctor who will tell you with any clear regard that there is absolutely no chance, zero chance, that the contents of this vaccine 5 years from now will not cause you to have heart failure, cancer, all kinds of other things. They don't know. They don't know. An honest doctor will tell you, you know, we're not really at that stage yet. We don't know for sure. Could it cause some long-term health problems with people? It could. We won't know that for a few years. Oh, you won't. So if you don't know that for a few years, how in the hell can you force people to take it? How can you do that? What happens, let's just say, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, and I'm also not saying I'm anti-vax, but let's just say 3 years from now, they say, well, upon further evaluation, this seems to enlarge your heart, and it has caused an inordinate amount of heart attacks in people. So heart failure is a huge, huge risk if you take this vaccine. What are you going to say to the people who died from it? We forced you to take it. So we killed you. We effectively killed you. Now, what you're saying is, well, if you don't take this and wear a mask, you're effectively trying to kill people. Well, you're effectively trying to kill people. You're putting a substance in their arm that you have no way of telling what is going to happen 3 years down the road. And you admit you have no way of telling what's going to happen 3 years down the road. You are forcing Americans to be a guinea pig. You're the same people who didn't want Donald Trump to actually come up with that right to try. Oh, we can't be having experimental drugs. Just because you're dying of cancer doesn't mean you get to take this drug that could be harmful for you. What a bunch of hypocrites. So you got a guy with nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Don't let him take that drug. You got a bunch of healthy people with a drug you have no idea what the hell it's going to cause, and you're like, you must take it. You must take this drug. Now, that seems a little heavy-handed to me. Now, what old Joe is saying, and here's why we know he's not even serious, and this is all just a stunt, is because he says, well, you know, if you got over 100 employees, then you're going to have to make sure they all take it. And if they don't take it, we're going to ensure that they be fired. They're going to be fired. The government is now going to tell you who you have to fire. I want you to let that sink in for a minute. The government is going to tell you, you have an employee named so-and-so. He did not take the vaccine. He needs to be fired immediately. It is now their business. They're telling you who to hire and who to fire. That's number one. Number two, do you honestly think that if you're a factory or a some kind of a business that has like 105 employees, you're going to be like, well, and I'll just let six go. It doesn't affect me under 100, so I'll just make sure I stay under 100. There goes those jobs, huh? Makes no sense. And then Joe says, well, we're going to make an exception for postal employees. You're making an exception for postal employees? Postal employees are around the most people. You got to go in the post office and get your mail and get your packages and do your transactions, and the post people come to your house and all that stuff. Those are the ones you're making an exception for? But some dude that's working in a factory 15, 20 feet away from the nearest human being and never sees another soul until he's done with his work, no, and I'll make no exception for them. You've lost your mind. You've lost your mind. Even if the vaccines work and they're safe, you've lost your mind. You can't tell someone flat out, you must take this. And then Joe says, it's not about your freedom. It's not about your rights. It's about other people's rights. Because you could potentially kill them. Well, how? You see, you haven't explained that. If the vaccine works, then I can't infect you if you're vaccinated. If the vaccine does not work, why are we bothering to make people take it? Why is it mandatory? If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So you can't have it both ways. Either it works and you're safe, or it doesn't work and there's no reason to force people to take it then. And I know what you're going to say. Well, but we've done studies and it shows that you could potentially not have a hospital visit if you get sick and you're vaccinated. It's less. It's less. Well, how long was that study? I mean, that can't be a very long study at all. Tell that to Jesse Jackson. Is he not in the hospital and with COVID and he's double vaxxed? I'm not buying that. Until more research is done, I'm not buying that. And then he says, I only want to hear from serious doctors, not conspiracy theorist doctors. Well, what do you mean conspiracy theorist doctors? If a man has studied virology for 35 years and says hydroxychloroquine works and so does ivermectin, that's not a conspiracy theory, Joe. That's a man's opinion who has an actual degree. That's not a conspiracy theory, Joe. And you should be happy if more things work. You should be saying, we're looking into that. We're definitely studying hydroxychloroquine. We're definitely studying hydroxychloroquine. We're definitely studying ivermectin. We're praying and hoping that this works, because if it does, this will be a much cheaper, much more effective, and more people will be inclined to take it. Instead, you're saying, no, we won't study them, and they don't work. How do you know? How do you know they don't? Show me the tests you did that prove that ivermectin doesn't work. Show me the tests that you did that proves hydroxychloroquine does not work. Show me those tests. You don't have them. You don't have them. You're not sure. So if you're not sure, it's perfectly acceptable for you to say, well, we're not sure that works, folks, so I wouldn't recommend you take it. Well, are you sure the vaccine works? Because if you're not sure it works, then I would think you wouldn't recommend we take that either. You see, Joe, if you had just came on and said, here's the deal. We understand this is a new vaccine. We understand it's not perfect. We understand it could have side effects. We also understand that some people still get it, the COVID after the vaccine. But what we are saying is this. At this stage of the game, this is the best insurance we have that if you do get it, you won't get it seriously. That would have turned more heads than you saying, I'm getting pretty short on patience with you people. Well, we're getting pretty short on patience with you. The price of gas, skyrocketing. The price of food, skyrocketing. People can't even keep groceries on their shelves because there's no trucks driving to actually get the stuff to the stores. And even when there are, they're only a third of the order because the factories aren't operating on full capacity because you'd rather pay people to stay home. You have screwed up in Afghanistan to the point where you're actually got news headlines saying the Taliban has granted release of our Americans. Like, that's a big deal. Why should we ask for their permission? Huh? Because of you. You screw up. You've screwed up everything. Inflation sky high. We're getting pretty tired of you. And now you, who have been wrong about every single thing, gets on television and says, oh, I'm getting pretty short of patience with you unvaccinated hillbillies who are just killing people. Killing people. Prove it. Prove it. Because there are doctors out there saying, guess what? You created the variant. When the vaccine only targets one of the proteins within this actual virus, the virus mutates. And the mutated virus is actually carried by the vaccinated and given to the unvaccinated. That's where the Delta variant came from. There are some doctors saying that. I don't know if it's true, but if it is true, the vaccinated are actually giving the virus to the unvaccinated. And until studies are done, I think you better think about that. I know people who are so scared they don't know what to do. I feel sorry for them. I want you all to understand that because I can't advise you either. I don't know what to tell you. Okay, I know mothers who say, my kids are going to school. I don't know what to do. I know somebody who died from COVID and they were reasonably healthy and I don't want that to happen to my kids. I don't want that to happen to my family. If I don't give them the vaccination, I feel like if they catch it, it's my fault. If I do give them the vaccination and they have health problems, then that's my fault. What do I do? This is the fault of the Biden administration because their message has been so screwed up. Remember when Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said, I wouldn't trust that vaccine. I wouldn't trust it. I'm not taking that vaccine that Donald Trump came up with. I'm taking that unless it's proven. It's got to be totally proven. It's the same vaccine. And now all of a sudden you're like, well, I don't know why you won't take it. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Oh, I know you have now. You have no choice. Or at least you claim you have. But the bottom line is you weren't going to. You were science deniers, right? Oh, I don't trust that Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't make the vaccine. Donald Trump wasn't in his basement with two beakers going, oh, I've created a vaccine. You're idiots. This is all political. They want your attention totally away from Afghanistan because this was a disaster of epic proportion. Do not be distracted enough to excuse what that man did in Afghanistan, because that's what they're hoping. Oh, if they're going to be mad at me, let them be mad at me about something else. Because Afghanistan, even the Democrats were mad at me. This, at this stage of the game, there are people who resigned from the FDA saying, we're not going to approve these booster shots because there is absolutely no scientific evidence that they're needed. None. And we rushed to approve some of the vaccine when we really shouldn't have, because the jury is still out. Do you know that two top people from the FDA resigned because of that, saying, you know, we were kind of politically pressured to approve this vaccine? Political pressure was put on us to put our stamp of approval on it, and we wouldn't have for another year or so until more information was available, but what could we do? So they're admitting they don't know if it's safe. When someone tells you we don't know if something is safe, but you're going to take it anyway, that pisses me off. Not because it may not work, but I'm not playing Russian roulette. I'm not having somebody say, well, you know what? 5 out of 6 chance. You're not going to blow your head off. Yeah, I'm still not putting the gun to my head and pulling the trigger. I don't like those odds. So if you're telling me, well, 5 out of 6 people have absolutely no long-term side effects, okay, well, good for them. 5 out of 6 people recover from COVID and they're fine. And I understand that that's not everybody. And I understand that there are people who are saying, well, I don't know, I hear that, you know, only people with comorbidities, but then I know a person who had no comorbidities and they died and they were reasonably healthy and reasonably young. Here's the thing. I respect that, but you don't know they didn't have comorbidities. You have no idea what their medical it was. There are people walking around today that have cancer. They don't even know it. And they won't know it for 5 years. There are people today who are going around and they're on the verge of having a heart attack. They have such bad clogs in their arteries. They don't know it. They don't know it yet. Not everyone knows that they're in what their health condition is. So when you do hear these stories and you say, well, I don't know, they were working last week and now they're in a hospital and they died. Yeah, okay, but they could have had those health issues and you just don't know because they didn't even know. They didn't even know. I'm not telling you not to take this vaccine. I'm telling you to do your own research and decide for yourself what you think. There are doctors all over the map on this. There are doctors who say the vaccine is the only solution. There will never be herd immunity. It's not possible. The vaccine, until everyone is vaccinated, this virus will stay and stay and stay and stay and stay. And it's 100% safe, and no one will ever suffer any ill side effects from it. Then there are doctors who say this vaccine is very unsafe. It's not tested. It probably doesn't even work for the majority of people. Then there are the ones in the middle who say, well, look, if you're young and healthy, and you've had recent checkups and you're someone who goes to the doctor once a year and has a thorough exam and you're in good health, you probably don't need it. If you have comorbidities, you're older, you're around a ton of people, you know, what you do for a living makes a difference too. If you're a lumberjack, you probably don't need it. If you work in a hospital, it might be a good idea. So it's individual. When you make something not individual choice anymore, but you force it, that worries me. There are a lot of people now work from home, and they're going to continue to work from home, and they don't do all that much socializing, and they're 21 years old. Are they really need it? Well, they could give it to somebody else who could die. Well, then let those people who are at high risk take the vaccine. I've said a million times, if I were older and I had some comorbidities, I would very seriously consider taking this vaccine because I would say, well, you know, there's a risk, but the reward outdoes the risk. Because if I get COVID, with my health problems, I'm not going to do well. But I'm not that. So people say, well, what's the big deal? So you get the jab in the arm, it doesn't hurt, and what's the difference? Well, what the difference is I don't want to, 5 years from now, I don't want them to be watching television and have a voice come on there saying, did you take the vaccine and do you now have cancer? Class action lawsuit, because that could happen. When they're sitting there telling you it's never going to happen, they don't know. They don't know. So it is a risk. It's just as much a risk as catching COVID. So you have to make the decision for yourself. Am I someone who's around people constantly? Is my work put me in constant contact with people? How is my health? What is my age? How's my immune system? Do I always get sick? Am I one of these people who get sick every year? I get sick. You got to take those things into consideration. But I have a newsflash. Forcing everyone to do the same thing is not the answer. Tuberculosis killed 1.8 million people last year. 1.8 million people died of tuberculosis. And tuberculosis is treatable, which means a whole lot more got it. A whole lot more got it. When's the last time anybody said, can you prove that you don't have tuberculosis before you come in this store? Can you prove you don't have tuberculosis before you come in this school? Can you prove you don't have tuberculosis before you enter this movie theater? When's the last time you heard that? Can I see your card? You never heard it. It doesn't happen. The flu, the year before last, killed 690,000 people. This year, they say, well, it did about 700. 700? Where the hell did the flu go? There are many contagious diseases that you're not asked to show a card to prove you don't have it or you're vaccinated for it. This whole thing of you can't do anything without proof, this I don't like because I don't think it has anything to do with your health. I just don't. Why not tuberculosis then? That's just as catchy. It could actually be more contagious. I think tuberculosis is actually more contagious. You never ask for that, are you? But don't tell me that 85-year-old grandma who's had 3 heart attacks and diabetes is at the same risk as 12-year-old Johnny who plays football and is as healthy as a bear. I don't believe it. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. Now, the very best thing for everyone to do is go to their doctor, talk to the doctor they trust, and maybe go to a second doctor and say, based upon my health evaluation, based upon what you know, based upon my age of my children or my family or whatever, what do you think? What's your recommendation? And what's the consequences do you think could be bad side effects from this vaccine down the road? Ask questions. Make your own decision. But the government doesn't get to make that decision for you. Joe Biden doesn't get to make that decision for you. How would you like it if they stood outside of McDonald's and said, you need to get your cholesterol checked before you buy that Big Mac? And I know people are going to say, yeah, but you don't kill anybody else. You're just killing yourself. Prove that we're killing somebody else. Prove that the unvaccinated are giving it to the vaccinated. Prove that. Because the minute you prove that, you have proved the vaccination doesn't work. That's why they'll never prove that. Because if they say we did a study and the unvaccinated are giving COVID to the vaccinated, then the very next question is, well, then how come they're vaccinated? The vaccination obviously doesn't work. Well, they got a minor case of it. Okay, then what's the big deal? It's like the flu. I know people who got COVID and they barely got a runny nose. And I know people who died from it. Just like pneumonia. Just like the flu, just like a lot of things, it affects people differently. And because the disease itself affects people differently, so does the vaccine. The disease itself affects you differently. The vaccine will too. So you have to make your own choice, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden doesn't get to make that choice. And I can just hear the Never Trumpers out there saying, Donald Trump said get the vaccine. No, wrong. He didn't. Donald Trump said, I believe in the vaccine. Donald Trump said, I took the vaccine. I evaluated it, and for myself, I think it's my best option. I encourage other people to do that exact same thing. If at the end of that evaluation, you feel that it's not best for you, that's your freedom of choice. That doesn't mean you can't, shouldn't be able to walk into a Walmart. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to keep your job. That doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to put food on the table for your family. What the hell is wrong with this country? If you're that afraid of catching COVID, stay home. You quit your job. I can't work. I'm too afraid of COVID. I can't go to school. I'm too afraid of COVID. I can't go to the grocery store, deliver my groceries. I'm too afraid of COVID. You be the ones then. You be the ones that live like a hermit. Don't make me live like a hermit because I'm not afraid of it. There's a lot of diseases I don't want to catch. But I don't live my life saying, I better do this or I'll catch this. I better do that or I'll catch that. I better not do this or I'll catch this. I better not eat this. I better not do that. It's got to be your individual choice, folks. This is not the government's decision. I don't care what Joe Biden says. And I got a big fat news flash for Joe Biden and their administration. This is never going to stand up. I don't care what backdoor he tries to get it through. It's never going to, probably going to end up in federal court or Supreme Court, and it's going to get shot down because you cannot do this. The very first person who said, I was forced to take this vaccine against my will to keep my job and I got cancer from it, is going to sue you until we will have no money at all in the United States of America, and this administration will be called killers. You can't do this. There are people who can't take penicillin. You understand that? There are people that if you give them penicillin, they're going to probably die. That's how allergic they are to penicillin. So you can't just say, well, we're forcing everyone to take penicillin. You can't. You can't do that. If 1 in 100,000 or 1 million die from it, that's the blood's on your hands. You can't do it. It's got to be their choice so that they bear full responsibility for that choice. But what you're doing is saying, well, it's your choice. You just don't get to work. It's your choice. You just don't go to get on an airplane or a bus. It's your choice. You just don't get to go to a grocery store or go to a funeral or visit your sick relatives. Gotcha. So there is no choice. There is no choice. That's you making the choice for them. If you want to live, you will do as we say. And only what we say and when we say. And if it's bad for you and it turns out that it kills you, don't come looking at us because you can't sue us. You signed a little document saying you won't. That's scary stuff, folks. That's scary stuff.
60 seconds.
Irregardless to how you feel about this vaccine and whether you decide to get it or not, it should be your choice. It's not Joe Biden's choice. It's not the government's choice. It's no one's choice but yours. And that's what freedom is about, making it your choice, not the government's choice.
Seconds.